When I moved to the wilds in northern Wisconsin as a high school kid, the big deal was the letter in sports. They had, for a school out in the swampy boondocks, a reputation for winning teams, particularly swimming and tennis. Maybe there just wasn't much else to do for us future paper mill workers. A buddy of mine was a hell of a swimmer. Won state championship when he was a junior, set records when he was a senior. We all figured he'd go on to collegiate swimming, probably try for a shot at the Olympics. Every morning before school, every afternoon after, he'd be in the pool. The kid was half porpoise. The future, through his swim goggles, looked bright. After graduation, we both went off to seek our destinies, John to win awards, me to figure out what the hell I was going to do with my life, a 50-50 proposition. It pays, in case you hadn't noticed, to decide on directions early, then stick to it. Tiger Woods started at 3. Kids nowadays are probably doing laps in the womb. A few years after leaving for our separate colleges, I ran into John. Still swimming? I asked, expecting new gills and a long rundown on trophies, awards, scholarships, endorsements from nose plug sponsors. Nah, he said matter-of-factly, I quit it. Gave it up. Seriously, I asked, wondering if he'd been hurt maybe, but no, he said, just wanted to live a life, not just live in chlorinated pools training for a shot at the Olympics. The Olympics are going on this week in Rio de Janeiro. The world's best athletes competing in beach volleyball, ping pong, target shooting, side pocket pool, mud wrestling, horseshoes, every sport imaginable. I'm betting John and I are two of the few who don't follow the games. He's a professor now in Idaho. I'm still wondering what to do with my life. But I suspect our lives are more interesting than those dedicated to some sport only the very few will ultimately succeed at. It's easy enough to be a loser in this specialized world without taking on the longest odds possible. John, well, he'd be surprised to hear it, but he's always been a hero to me, a man who could walk away while he was ahead.